This is Dick Griffith. We're doing Let's Talk, and we're starting a new series, an interesting approach to looking at a book of the Bible and trying to parse that and divide it and think about how it might apply to us. My favorite book of the Bible, by the way, is Romans. Now, the Holy Spirit inspired the whole thing, so they're all my favorites, but Romans is my favorite. And chapter 8, which we're not going to do today, sorry, you're going to have to be patient on that one, is my favorite chapter. But in this church, Jordan and I were talking, and in this church there are a lot of groups, small groups, and a ladies group on Thursday that have been studying Romans. And so I don't want to be redundant, but yet I know there's many people that haven't had a chance to be exposed to it in detail and in practical terms and in application. And many people maybe that are homebound, their exposure to God's Word is through venues like Let's Talk. So what we're going to do is start out with Romans chapter 1, and over the next four sessions, look at various parts of chapter 1 and try to see what they might mean to you and how they might apply. So let's start by reading verse 1 through 7 out of Romans 1, and it goes like this. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called, and that's the message, that's the topic for today, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God in power and according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship. Grace, God's unmerited favor, a gift from us. One of the greatest graces is the gift of faith. And apostleship. Apostleship means those who are sent with a message. And that's been given to us. Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called, there's called again, to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. So when God's word repeats things, we know it's important. It's important if he says it once, but it's real important if he repeats it. And when he says it three times, this is a concept or an idea that we should try to grasp. So the application today is to try to understand what it means to be called, because it's been mentioned three times. So number one, are you important to God? Absolutely, you are important to God. He created you, he died for you, and he lives for you. Are you worthy? Not of yourself, you're not worthy. There's something needs to happen between your importance to God and your worthiness to God, and that's what we're going to talk about today. That's called a call. And so what is a call? It's an invitation to believe him and to receive him. That comes out of John 1:12. So what do you do with that invitation? You are sent, maybe locally, maybe distantly, maybe within your own home, but you are sent for a purpose. The key to this is in verse 5, which reads again, just to repeat, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations. The obedience of faith. Faith is something that we're asked to commit to perform, to obey. And in that expression of faith in ourselves, out comes an expression of who Christ is and what Christ has done for us. The only acceptable response we have to what Christ has done for us on the cross, once we believe it, is to go, this comes from Matthew 28, as you know, go, teach, make disciples, who then go and teach and make disciples, who then go and teach and make disciples. It's self-replicating. And you are the avenue, the venue, the strategy that God uses to express his word and his example of faith to others. So what is the nature of a call? What does it mean to be called? Well, it means to believe or to exercise faith, and this comes in three ways. One, it can be audible. In other words, it can be a call that you can hear from the Apostle Paul, which we've just been reading, or from preachers or teachers or godly parents or friends, or it can be written. And let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. So verse 9 in 2 Timothy 1 says, "Who saves us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, not because of what we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace." The calling comes to us in many ways, and one way is here reading about it, to motivate us, encourage us to serve him, and not earn his favor by what we do, but perform what we do because of his favor, because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. This started before you were even known. Third way we might receive a call is from a heartfelt need. Something inside you in your heart of hearts says, something's missing. Something's missing in my life. I just don't seem to be going anywhere. I pursue this route. I pursue that route. I do this job. I do that job. I find this person. I find that person. Maybe I find this church or find that church, but something's missing. My life lacks meaning and purpose. So we see in verse 1, if we went back to that and read it again, that Paul and you are set apart, not separated from God's purpose, but for God's purpose. He has chosen and included you. You are significant. So what is the ultimate purpose? Well, in this life, it's to praise him. But let's look really quickly as we wrap this session up at Revelation 17, verse 14. Revelation 17, verse 14. "And they will make war on the Lamb." There's a big war coming, maybe sooner than we think. "And the Lamb will conquer them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And those with him are called and chosen and faithful." So, Father, I pray that each one of these who's studying with us on Romans 1 will see themselves as called and chosen for a purpose and faithful to express that purpose and perform that purpose for your glory. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.